This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Otterbein University and Westerville are recovering after thousands flocked there for the Democratic presidential debate last night. It included 12 candidates, more than 1,500 audience members, and dozens of reporters. WOSU's Nick Evans was one of them, and he joins me now. Nick, what was your big takeaway from the evening?
Well, it sounded like the Democratic candidates up there were wrestling with the question of whether to go big or go home, the question of idealism or realism.
We cannot wait for purity tests. We have to just get something done.
Let's decide what we are going to believe in, what we are going to achieve, and then let's bring this country together in order to do that.
We all have good ideas. The question is, who's going to be able to get it done? How can you get it done?
People told me, go for something little, go for something small, go for something that the big corporations will be able to accept.
Thank you, sir.
So that was a bunch of people. That was Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now, this framing of whether to go for something attainable or to go for broke was applied to a number of issues, most obviously health care. Do you go with Medicare for all or a public option? Buttigieg and O'Rourke tangled over whether mandatory buybacks for assault rifles would undermine proposals like background checks, red flag laws, or an assault weapons ban. And then finally, it also came up on like the question of broader campaign strategy. Do you go to sort of energize the base, or do you hew more toward the middle?
So how did Ohio come into play?
Well, Ohio served as sort of a launching pad for broader national discussions. To be expected, I guess. You know, you wouldn't expect the candidates to be delving deep into Ohio issues, especially at this point. One of them, obviously, as we just mentioned, was guns, but also jobs played a big role, especially early on. The question of, you know, automation could hit Ohio hard. Bernie Sanders wants to put in a federal jobs guarantee. Andrew Yang is talking about a universal basic income plan called the Freedom Dividend. Elizabeth Warren pushed back and said, you know, actually, it's trade policy. Another one was abortion in reference to the heartbeat bill. There was also opioids. Andrew Yang and O'Rourke both brought up the idea of potentially decriminalizing small amounts of opioids.
You just mentioned a whole host of issues. What wasn't talked about last night? What didn't come up?
Right. So they actually did cover quite a few things that touch on Ohio, right? But a couple of really big ones, as a national issue, climate change didn't play a role almost at all. And in Ohio, climate change kind of joins this constellation of issues, including ag and trade policy. This past year, we saw that weather just hammered farmers. And also, President Trump's trade war left them at a worse starting position, right? So those issues, that group of ideas all tangled together, that's going to be a big deal in Ohio, I think, when we get to 2020. And it was noticeable that it didn't come up basically at all last night.
WSU's Nick Evans, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Anytime. Happy to do it.
WOSU's Nick Evans was at Otterbein University in Westerville last night for the fourth Democratic presidential debate. This is 89.7.